And he was just like, it was like these three people and they were just like, Aggie. And I'm like, it's busy. I'm going to get to you. I got you. So when I get to them, it's just, I just feel like you had all this time to think about what the fuck y'all wanted to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get to you,
you should know.
You should know.
But if you don't.
So don't get to, I'm looking at you like, what y'all want? Da, 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 da. Y'all had 15 minutes to figure that out when I was helping all these other customers over here. Then you don't fit, like, at all.
All of that confirmed that was probably an underage person. You know? Child. Like, I don't know what I want because I don't know.
No, but it's like, it's corny men that, like, come into the bar and everything, like, will pull out, clearly they're drug dealers or some sort,
pull out,
like, lots of money on the counter and then go back into their pocket to buy a $4 Corona and give me a $5 bill and not like.
Oh, they just flex their money?
Yeah, and it's disgusting because just like, wow, you're just.
And that is the Chronicles.
Can you tell me a crazy bar story?
Like, what is
like, what's something crazy you experienced? Because I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to be a bartender so bad. That life sounds like so fun, but I'm scared.
Bartender Tiana.
That thing. I'm back there.
It's funny because nothing crazy happens on, like, when I'm working.
Good.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's actually a good thing.
Everybody be chilling.
Oh, no, well, that's good.
But it's like the days that I don't work, that's when I hear all the stories. I'll be watching all the footage like, damn, she got beat the hell up. Mm.
They be in there fighting.
It's a hood bar that I work at.
Really? You know, there was this bar that was in our neighborhood. There was this girl named Kim Cunningham. She was.
Oh, my God. The names, man. I mean, you gave her last name, everything. Go ahead. Finish your story. I'm sorry.
I heard that somebody we knew, like, she was, like, in there, like, trying to get a drink, but they ended up leaving, getting in a fight.
Oh, okay. I got a story.
Yeah, there we go.
It didn't happen to me, though.
That's fine.
So
we'll take some
here. It's like the end of, like.
You do know we're recording, right?
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I'm just... So, don't drop no names. All right, go ahead.
Well, no, it was, like, towards the end of the night or whatever. So, we have, like, an upstairs and a downstairs. So, they went upstairs. They ordered a triple shot of Patron.
Patron.
They let the bartender pour it into the cup.
I didn't even know you could order triple shots.
Yeah, girl, yeah. You can order triple shots. Somebody will tell me to fill it all the way up to the cup. Mm. They just...
Mm. Oh, God.
So, like, they ordered a triple shot of Patron, and then as soon as the girl poured the last shot, she picked it up and threw it in her face, and she said... I don't know what she said because I was watching the footage, but I read the list. She said, don't play with me, bitch.
Wait, the girl...
What did
the customer
she
threw it in the bartender?
About?
Clearly her man, because I...
Wait, is this the customer into the bartender?
It's the customer. She ordered a triple shot of Patron, and the bartender poured the Patron. The customer took the shot. Well, she didn't take it, but she...
Threw it at the bartender?
And then threw it at the bartender. Child, if it was me...
And just walked out.
I'm pulling my wig off, and it's... we getting to it.
Not the wig.
No, like,
you
want to
save
wig.
The wig, yeah.
Yeah, because, like...
So, do you have Meek Mills under there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, she would have came out with some meats.
That means she got good
hands.
They
be neat, though.
Yeah. They be neat, though.
They do. You know? I don't be playing it.
Did y'all see that girl, that video on Instagram where the girl got in a fight? Well, she, like, somebody got in a fight with the... She got in a fight, but they didn't show the fight. But she came back with the wig of the girls. And she's like, bitch, I'm keeping this. And she
put
installed
it on, right? Yes, I saw.
She's like, bitch, you have some nice.
And she was like, it came just in time. She was on vacation or something like that.
Oh, I did see that.
And she, yeah. Like,
she was like, God, working mysterious ways.
Yeah.
First of all, that's a lot.
That's like,
was it like a 5x5 closure or like a frontal?
It wasn't anything to like.
Man, that thing
was
$25.
It was silky though.
She took that off the.
It was not
silky.
It was
I don't know if it was a frontal, but it was. You did have the closure,
the part,
line. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but she installed that real. I thought it was pretty. It wasn't long, but it was.
It
silky.
Was. That's the thing. It wasn't giving me.
I'm surprised I didn't
length.
See
it. It wasn't giving you.
It wasn't
that thing stiff was wear.
What it? Yeah.
It wasn't stiff
it wasn't,
wear,
Chris.
And welcome to another episode of Complicated Simplicity. That was like 4 minutes of just random intro. So, normal Chris, Tony the Owl. What did we say? What did we?
Thang and Ty.
Thang and Ty.
Yo.
And we have
one picture. Like
star tender Lynn here. Not star tender. So we have Arlene in the building. Guest hosting with us today.
Give her a gunshot.
Yeah. Oh my God, the gunshot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
City girl Lynn. I'm talking about City girl Lynn.
City girl Lynn. Okay.
I'm here for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I forgot about that too. All right. Well, yeah. We're back with so we missed it last week. That was like episode 30. That was like a little milestone to get y'all niggas. Y'all don't be remembering nothing.
What happened?
Yo, what's your Instagram so they can like know? Ooh. Do you give your Instagram out, get some followers if people
sure. Yeah.
That's on you.
Sign MISSARLIN, Miss Arlene.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so go follow her and don't throw no triple sex shots in her face. No, oh whatever, triple Patron, whatever it was. Yeah,
it's not me. It's somebody else.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just, you know, if you go tip her.
You know,
so she said only big tippers can come to her bar.
I mean, no.
If you tipping $2 on a $12 drink, that ain't enough. That ain't enough, niggas. All right, I'm done.
He said it, not me.
She said, give me all my coins.
If you tip, like, wouldn't you, like, let's say I come there and I tip you, like, well, and then, like, my next drink I order, wouldn't you hook that drink up a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this
or is I feel like, or I'm going to prioritize you.
That's what I
yeah. Because some bars, they have, like, a pour system, so it, like, you can't pour.
Oh.
So I can't free pour.
Gotcha.
But if I could, I would.
Okay.
But
okay.
I just know, like, if you, my people, or you, I know you.
Gotcha.
I'll be right back.
Do the alcohol be real?
What
yeah.
the?
You ain't ever see that special on the news where they was like going to like different businesses.
No, I hear that a
and
lot.
Checking on their alcohol to see if it was real or not.
I hear that.
What they niggas getting placebo drinks? Yeah. They people, out here like I'm lit.
Right. Yes. Wait. Oh, it's water. And I'm like, what are they selling instead? Water. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's not water. It's just like watered down.
Oh,
it's not water. Oh. That's crazy.
So would you like your nickname to be City Girl?
No, please not City Girl.
I thought you said that just now.
No, I'm surprised Chris didn't call me that.
Oh, okay.
For other reasons. But I like
I'm here
from the suburbs. I'm from the suburbs.
I thought, because we like the City Girls.
Yeah, we...
y'all love the City
Girls. I love the City Girl. Pussy ho, where your man at? So I can fuck him in his mouth in his house where he laying at. Like, come on now. You know who that was?
I don't know. Carisha. I don't know.
I was about to say, yeah, Miami. Aquarius,
by the way.
She is? Okay.
Shout out to the Aquarius women. Anything anybody do over the past week? Anything cool? Y'all go anywhere? Is everybody still in the house?
I went to a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
In Old City.
In Old City.
In Old City.
They are outside. Mm-hmm. The clubs is open.
I'm trying to tell y'all. I tried to tell y'all last week.
I didn't realize it was like open like that.
Like open, open.
Like, yeah, like I was back in like, what, when did this go down?
Like it was 2018?
Yeah, like it was 2018 again. That's
yeah.
That's when we was back outside. That's 2019. That's the last time.
Outside. Yeah, we was outside all 2019.
Oh, okay.
Well,
oh,
so
until December.
2019. There you go. That's what
actually
man.
Well, yeah. Was out. Was it like well, March?
We was March. We was out March 1st.
Yeah, March was the last. The
day that they declared a state of emergency.
Oh,
we
in
was
New
in
York
the city.
At Maya's.
Yeah.
Was there.
Tyler was there.
With your slippers.
Oh,
I still got the video on my phone. You had those little green monster feet slippers.
You did have the monster feet slippers.
I'll show it when we end.
Mm-hmm.
Whose were they?
I don't know.
I hope they were yours.
Why did I have green?
Oh, you got athlete's foot.
Who's slipping?
No, wait.
That.
Was it her that had them?
That was her. I put them on. I got them on my. I got it on my phone.
I don't remember.
We can change the
topic. I know somebody had them. Man. That was a long ride back.
But welcome.
Very long.
It's nice to have you here. You look great.
Thank you.
It's important to look great.
Because when you look good, you feel good.
That's right.
Oh, look at y'all. Amen.
That's right.
God but bless. Thanks for having me, guys.
No doubt. I'm trying to think. Did I do anything cool? No, but my outsideness did involve going to Kelsey's.
I seen it.
God bless.
Kelsey's. What is that?
What? Soul food.
Oh, okay.
Was it good? The one time I went, I didn't enjoy it.
Well, that's because you don't like meat.
Okay, this is when I was eating.
You didn't like it then either. That's why you went vegan.
I went for breakfast one.
Oh yeah, so like their brunch is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, All my food was amazing. So you know how like you'd be confused that like if the food is really good or you really hungry.
Yeah.
I think it was like a combination of both, so it just enhanced it. Yeah, because I was mad hungry. Mm-hmm. And we got there like as they opened. So like we were like one of the first
first people to get to see it. First opened because like I feel like everything is fresh.
Yeah. It was like the fresh oil. Yeah.
The fresh oil.
Not You seen it?
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah. Monster slippers. But yeah, I mean, so that was good. That was my outside. Other than that, porch life, backyard life.
I didn't do anything.
We even put your lights back up.
What lights?
It's all on the side of the house still. Like in your driveway.
Oh
yeah, I seen. I'm like, I ain't hit them.
I done ran over two of them.
That's how I'm like, they going all
yeah, yeah like the passage yeah. lights. No, I'm getting new ones. So like,
oh, okay.
They just kind of sitting there until.
You just pulled them out and say, fuck that shit.
No, I had to cut my grass. Okay. And then like, I looked at them and I was like, I don't even like them. So I was like, I'm getting new ones.
Those are nice though.
They was like a thing about getting like your own place, yeah. like your own house is like some of the stuff you buy initially be just to get it.
It's
not really like, oh, this is permanant.
Okay.
Nah, I just need it for now.
Filler stuff.
Yeah.
And then gotcha.
Once you get comfortable,
yeah, then you
and
start
you find your kind of like style and like you get to like, oh, I'm getting this way.
Yeah. Right.
Gotcha.
Because otherwise it'd be like, oh, I'm in Rite Aid and I came in here to get like some milk and then I walked past the section that had lights. I was like, oh, you know what? I do want some lights. That's how those ended up out there.
Those are Rite Aid lights?
Yes.
Yeah, I would have never thought.
Wow. Oh, nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on Rite Aid. So, I mean, not a lot is going on in our lives, but in the lives of the entertainment industry.
Let's get into these
niggas. These niggas is bugging, and I love it.
Are we about to start with Uncle Joe?
Man, that's your uncle. Yeah, he can't even be Uncle Joe no more. Dang, this nigga, he creepy old man Joe right now. But, I mean, we're going to get into him, pause, and what? I can't pause that?
I can't stand men doing that. Why? Yeah. Like,
let's start here. Go ahead.
It's annoying as fuck.
Damn. You really upset.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Who in your life?
You know what? Well, you know what today is.
Oh, yeah.
What's today?
Day one.
Mama,
they want to be a woman.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst
day.
You know how that go, girl. But anyway, that Paul shit. Why?
Because sometimes stuff you just say stuff be wild.
It's not wild though. We're not even having a wild conversation.
Not yet.
You know what you meant.
Not yet. I mean, you never know.
It's just sometimes it's just like
I get it. If you OD on it, then it's just like, all right, grow up. But like sometimes, I mean, if you just say something wild, you just gotta slide a little quick pause in there. That's all. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
What's going on?
You don't know what pause is, Tony?
Oh, it's like stop.
Yeah, like when somebody really? Like says like something like
that could be considered if it's considered gay.
Okay,
if you were just to like say it,
oh,
and then, so like you say pause, yeah,
like I mean, like you mean like
it's like the alternative
to
no homo.
Get into him, pause.
Oh. Yeah, like yeah, we'll get into him later.
Okay. I get
pause.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Just real quick.
Gotcha. Is that why you?
Yeah, that's why she got mad.
Man, right. I got my period on. I hate men.
I was this shit with pause.
Right.
Word up.
Like pause is recording, nigga. Like whoa, relax.
That's why I ain't got no kids. Go ahead. Literally.
Just be triggered. Kids looking in the house like, Mom, I just wanted bacon. I just wanted bacon. It can be the fake kind. It doesn't matter. All right. So, he did inspire some of these questions that I had. So, a simple one that I would like want to ask everyone in the room, but kind of focusing on like the women. Mm-hmm. If your employer, your boss, whoever's like in power in your position, if you don't have, you know, if you don't work for yourself, if they were, how can I put this and not sound like I'm defending this nigga? If they were doing good things, you know, like they were influential in the industry that they're doing, They were opening up a lot of doors, creating a lot of opportunities for not just themselves and their company, but, you know, just, you know, people that look like them that may not have had those opportunities prior to their arrival. Do you feel like it's necessary to kind of air out all of your grievances or every instance of wrongdoing? Or do you feel like some things can be like pushed to the side? Now, obviously, serious things, you know, you can't push those to the side. Not to say, and not to minimize other things, you know, like, oh, that's not serious. But I'm just saying there's levels. So do you feel like everything that you have a grievance about, do you feel like it needs to not just be addressed directly with them? Because that's normal. That's like HR type stuff. But things that you would like put out to the media or to the news, anything like that. Do you feel like you would kind of, whatever, some stuff? Or you'd be like, nah, this nigga is like a trash human and y'all need to know it.
You want to go or? You can go. Okay. I feel like anything that go against my moral compass, I am going to say something about. Anything that, I can't see myself allowing something morally, like, I can't stand by and watch something like that happen. I'm morally against and not say anything. Also, something that is going to cause any type of trauma, I'm not going to be comfortable with just allowing that to just save face.
For yourself?
For him.
Or, well, I'm sorry, not to interrupt, but, like, when you say, like, trauma that it would cause for you?
Yes.
Or for, like, people in general? Like, say if it was to cause...
Trauma that'll cause for me, but I'm also maybe... I'm going to assume that if it's happening to me, it could happen to somebody else. And I'm also going to want to stop that from happening. Because maybe not everybody... I may be able to get over it, but not everybody's built the same. How it may affect me and may not affect the other person the same. I don't know what it can do to somebody else. But if it's something that is triggering... especially sexual assault. I know we didn't like get there yet, but especially that, I'm not going to stand for that. And if I could save somebody else from going through whatever I went through, I'm most definitely going to speak up and say something about it.
Gotcha. Respect. And you, City Girl Lynn?
Repeat the question one more time.
So if you're the person in power, because I don't even want to say like, you know, your boss or whatever, but the person in power, someone that, you know, you may report to or someone who is the head of, you know, your company, if they're overall doing good things, you know, impacting the community, you know, creating opportunities, opening doors for people. If they had some things about them that were wrong, to use Ty's reference, you know, their moral, like things that go against your moral compass. Does the level of severity make you think like, oh, I can like, you know, kind of disregard this because of the greater good that this person is doing? Or do you feel like, you know, if it's wrong, it's wrong and it needs to be
brought to light? Yeah, I feel like wrong is wrong. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if it makes me uncomfortable, knowing me, I would say something to the person in power or whatever. Like, even if I'm very, like, chill, I don't really get offended. So when I do get offended or I do feel some type of way about something, I know it's like, all right, you crossed the line or something. Mm-hmm. So what I would normally do is just like, hey, can I just talk to you?
But see, now, but that would be something that you address directly with them. Yes, do you feel like, but would you take it public?
It depends. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just flat, like, okay, so if I come to you and I tell you, like, hey, listen, I don't appreciate that, I don't like that, whatever, like that, and you adjust and, like, I'm sorry, I apologize, yada, 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 cool. All right, cool. But if you continue and it's like, you're very, like, it's very, like, disrespectful. It's, like, morally, like, compromising. Like, it's just like, okay, like, at this point, I'm going to speak up. Because
through whatever avenue is necessary.
Yeah.
Now, also, to be clear, I'm speaking of people in power, men and women. Mm-hmm. So, the same would apply
right.
Men and women. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So and, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to add, like, another reason why I feel so strongly about that too, because I've been in situations where a lot of situations where I didn't feel comfortable speaking up. There's some times when things have happened where, like, you get that, like, that awkward, like, laugh, or, like, you'll seem almost like you're going along with it, but mm-hmm. you're not, but really okay really with not. It. Yeah, mm-hmm. just because you're just uncomfortable and you don't know how to, maneuver. I don't know, like, approach, mm-hmm. yeah, that situation. So, and I feel like a lot of that had to, like, deal with, like, I wasn't sure who I was. You know what I mean? So it was a lot of things that I needed to get comfortable with myself in order to now me knowing who I am. Like, I'll never let nobody, like, just play with me mm-hmm, like that mm-hmm. anymore. Because, like, now that's, like, triggering. Yeah. It takes me back into, like, a space that I don't feel comfortable with. So, yeah. So I think it's, like, a power thing now for me, mm-hmm. too.
Because before, I used to be very, like, soft-spoken and, like, Now, listen, you got one more time. Mm-hmm. And that's where, listen, because before I get there, I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to let you know, listen, it can go very left over here. So I like to, like, you know, but yeah, I had to like become that person to, like, kind of speak up, and because people will do whatever you allow. Right. So you just have to, like, yeah, like, just speak up, learn, like, get comfortable with yourself, and then, like, you know, you can kind of maneuver a little bit better with certain situations like that.
Gotcha. Tony?
Oh, I think it's, again, it depends on, like, the cost of that door that it's opening. A lot of things, unfortunately, you have to let the cost go and just, like, no, this is inappropriate. But then again, I mean, even though we're using Joe Budden's situation as an example, Ellen DeGeneres just went through something similar. It wasn't sexual harassment, but her show, even though she says she's ending it, she was getting under a lot of people saying, like, yeah, her show's great. Yeah, she has more opportunity to open the door for gay people and stuff like that over the last years, but she's awful to work for. She's just awful. There's people say they have, like, trauma from it, everything like that. But I think, and where my thoughts are going, like, that's representative of a capitalistic system we live in. Like, everything is owned by individual parties. And unfortunately, even though they say it's supposed to be competition, for example, in Joe Budden's case, isn't that, like, his business, right?
Yeah.
So where is the checks and balances? If it's his business, he is the checks and balances. So to have that amount of power and nobody to check you for it, then you are going to always be kind of subjugated to how he runs. Now, it sucks because those were his quote-unquote friends, but there have been plenty of situations we were put in where I don't know if you guys have had it, but I was sold a job on plenty of times. Well, I became like you, where I started to be like, okay, now I got to be more assertive, and that actually business isn't being nice. Mm-hmm. even if it's, like, my own business and I'm working for somebody else, and I am my own business. But, like, you start working for people and start realizing, whoa, this is a fucking awful place to work for. And you, like, lured me into this place. And no wonder why this position is open. No wonder why it's fucking shitty here. But there is no checks and balances. So, and you might observe, like, there's, unfortunately, my experience with working in a mental health field, yes, I've had hard times with white people. Not get me wrong. Yes. I've had equal amount of hard time with black people in power too. So it hasn't just been the white men and women that I've been working for. It's been the black men and women, too, who equally, or if not in some aspects, gave me a hard time. And I'm just like, damn, do I report you, get upset with you, get smart with you, all these kind of things, when you are literally the only person I see representing that kind of space? I don't see nobody else. So I'm like, I'm taking away something and maybe confirming what these white people already thought. And I'm kind of rambling now. But then again, I'm like, you shouldn't get a pass because you are black. You shouldn't, like, in that same token, if I'm letting you go, why are you treating me ill-mannered? Get what I'm trying to say? Like, if I'm, like, on the faith of, like, you're opening up doors, you're creating opportunities that wasn't there for black people. Yeah, and you're treating the black people that work for you like shit.
Mm-hmm. And not to cut you off, but I feel like even at that point, being in that position of power, I feel like you need to know, like, you need to cross and make sure everything is good and squared away because of the position that you're in, because you know what you're going against, because there are smear campaigns. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is a thing, but, like, that's why you need to be on point and on your toes even more.
I've heard,
as being that person, you know, as the leader.
Well, I've heard when I worked for a black woman who was giving me like fucking hell, and she gave everybody hell, but it seemed like she wrote the black people a little bit harder. I remember going to like a white colleague who was also in power, who I could trust. And she was just like, you have to understand where she's coming from as a black woman. Like, people are on her ass, so she's going to be like that. And I'm like, just weighing those, I'm like, okay, I can respect that. I can understand. I don't see that being justified. So maybe this isn't a space for me. Mm-hmm. So I need to remove myself. I can respect that. But this is like, that's the cost of it. I'm trying to say, right. Do you want to see be on a podcast where you're not making a lot of money compared to the person that's running? He's like stealing or whatever the fuck he was doing, or he's doing sexual harassment. You letting that go because of good faith of the fact that, you know, he's opening up things, but is at the cost of your wellness? That's a choice you got to make. Right. Now, I got a problem in my mind, and I'm not saying this is the story about like the Joe Button podcast, because I don't know, but I have a problem when people only speak up when they don't get their way. So you've been watching this, let's say, for 4 or 5 years, and now because you're not getting your way or something's conflicting with you, now you want to go out like, well, my whole time working there for 10 years, this is what I saw. You worked there for fucking 10 years and you didn't ring the alarm?
Deciding to speak up?
Yeah, because you didn't get something your way. So that doesn't seem like, oh, you're trying to retaliate. You're not really trying to push this. You're trying to mask what you're doing as being good, and you're really trying to go up against it. So I don't know. There's so many things that could be in conflict. So,
yeah. So, I mean, with me, I look at it circumstantially. I do. And the reason I say that is because, like, I feel like black people, we do have this moral compass where we don't play the game the same way as, let's say, others have to get where they are.
Hell no.
So in a situation where there's opportunities, there's power, there's the community being enriched by not, you know, just obviously one person, but by what that entity brings to the table. I do think that certain things, me personally, I'm just speaking for myself, whether it's a man or a woman in charge, I would probably be like, you know what? That was effed up, but I'm a chill.
What are those?
Cause it's not about me. So like, you know, sexual harassment isn't one of them. Okay. That's something serious. I can't really think of something like off the top of my head, but like, there's just, you know, there. So say someone who just doesn't know how to speak to somebody, like people are easily offended these days. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're in power and you're not necessarily a people person, where you know, can get in front of the conference room and motivate, and, you know, like, maybe you're just a brash person and you just like somebody's like, oh, well, I didn't do this because such and such. And maybe the boss is like, yo, we don't need you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because some people can't accept that if somebody in power is just like, I don't need you.
Yeah.
You know, some people be like, oh, this is mistreatment. This is abuse.
That was business.
Right. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times people don't understand. They can't differentiate that part. They don't understand that business is one thing, relationships are another.
Mm-hmm.
So like, as it pertains to something like that, you know, like whether I feel like I'm being picked on or singled out or made to, you know, be embarrassed in front of my colleagues and all those type of things, maybe I'll just quit. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I'll just move on. But to use, you know, Tiana's, you know, words, like this, I'm not going to do a smear campaign. I'm not going to like try to rally the troops. Like, yo, no, we need to get rid of this person, because you know what? At the end of the day, we need us in certain spaces, and we aren't going to get into those spaces if every single thing that someone does, they got to get canceled over.
Yeah.
Cause people try to cancel people over everything. Well, maybe we had a discussion
about cancel culture.
Right. Yeah. And once again, sexual harassment is not on that list, of things that you can be like, oh no, you can bypass that. But, you know, being verbally abusive, I think that could be on that list. Because not for nothing, everybody admires Diddy, and that nigga talks to his people crazy. Mm-hmm. He does terrible business. He treats people horribly, but they love him. You know what I'm saying? He gets stuff done. People turn a blind eye to that. But it's like, it's like the people that get there without being smeared or without being canceled, we love them. It's like, you know, I don't really care what they did because they're already there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we catch it while you on the way up, oh no, we're pulling you back down. Mm. And I think that's like, it's a catch 22 because you don't want to be, you know, the type of person that is disregarding or turning a blind eye to things, because you do want your people in power to, you know, have integrity and, you know, be stand up people. And not for nothing, we want them to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like that's really how black people have to be perfect when we start getting in these these crazy spaces.
Yeah.
Cause we talk about presidents all the time. Look at all the stuff Trump got away with.
Yep. Mm.
If Barack Obama would have did one of those things that he got away with, they would have thrown him to the woods. It would never be any discussion of another black president for probably another 60 years.
Nope. Trump grabbed him by the pussy.
What?
What is it? Barack Obama
wore a tan suit. Yeah. That's it. That was it. That was his scandal. Like, not for nothing. So we were talking about this before we started the show. Like, say if it was a woman he was texting on the side.
Mm-hmm.
If I literally feel like if it wasn't nothing where he was like OD wilding out, sending nudes and all that kind of stuff, like, yo, look at this presidential penis and all that kind. As long as he wasn't doing nothing crazy like that, if she would have came out and be like, yeah, the president. Not the Barack bone. Yo, you wild. But like, could you imagine if like something like that would happen and then the girl would have came out like, yeah, the president been sending me texts. I'd have looked at her crazy. Like, even though he's wrong because he married with kids and he the president, I sort of like, lady, really?
You know, really? I never got that when Clinton got in trouble for that bullshit.
Damn.
I'm sorry, like, his wife should be pissed off, but he gonna lose his job. Like, are you like, yeah, that's so
wrong. Like, wait, are y'all really voting about this in Washington, D.C.? To impeach him. Like, y'all really, we need to have a trial. Because he got some head.
Because he got some head. And the fact she kept the dress. I'm just looking back at that shit. I'm like, I know niggas that did way worse than that and got away. But it was like, oh, it's what you represent and stuff like that. But I do agree with you with we are held at a different standard. We are underneath a microscope. But then I also,
we're so much more critical, man.
Fuck, I don't know how to take this because I have mixed feelings. But do you think that us, I don't know, this is hard now. Do you think that we as black people, if we achieve that level of power, status, whatever is like that, notoriety, we have a duty to like uphold that in the right way for other black people? Or you think no? Like, for example, what I'm getting at is like, fuck it. If you
text
another woman, if you text another woman, like that's your problems. But you shouldn't be like out here being a villain towards black people.
Sure, shouldn't. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
So, but
does that make sense?
It makes sense. This is how I feel, and this is how I feel about all. Well, not all, but most things as it pertains to black people moving up and whatever. We got to play the game.
Yeah,
that's really all it boils down to. So we keep trying to play with this. Oh, we need to be positive and stand up and yada yada. And the other team is like cheating nonstop. And it's like, yo, how you expect to win like this? You're not going to.
Who's the other team?
Whoever the ops is.
Okay, so
whoever the ops is.
Okay, so the white people. But listen, right? But if
I love white people.
I do. I
love complicated simplicity, white listeners. We love you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm like, go ahead, Tyler.
So
that's why we can't have video. That's why we can't have nice things.
Sure. But I'm just saying, mm-hmm. if the whites, right, are not, they hold us to a certain standard. They're not going to let us get away with the same shit that they allowed themselves to get away with.
Right.
So why do we, I understand that we can be overly critical, but so is the rest of the world. Nobody's on our side, on our team.
Don't we
have like a little bit of a, unfortunately, just because of the society that we live in, don't we have a little bit more of a duty that we just can't be average? Like we just can't do what they do and it be fine. Like we have to go, I feel like a little bit more and above because we're not regular. We're not normal like the rest of the world, like everybody else.
But that only matters because we don't have enough power. It wouldn't matter what white people thought about us, what standard they held us to or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that matters is because they have all the power. because they're in these positions where their opinion actually can dictate whether you succeed or not.
Okay, so you're saying this is before like the scandal or anything starts, because it starts with me, because I would have to go out and say something about this person to start this smear campaign or say something about them because they have no idea what's going on. Like, I guess that's how I'm trying to paint the picture.
So, all right. So, yes, right now, I get what you're saying, I think. So, right now, there's probably not a big mass of people that like, oh, yeah, I know who Joe Button is. Heck of a thing. But if what they may know about him is that he recently became the head of, you know, a portion of the Patreon company. So right. He's just a name right now.
Right.
So he's in their ear, but it's not like, but now the first thing that they may hear in the news, like that's the big thing. Like, oh, what's going on with this Joe Button, the head of creativity at Patreon? Oh, he sexually harassed one of his hosts and he's in a dispute with his two co-hosts over money and they just separated themselves from him and they're creating his own podcast. He's not going anywhere. The people in power are now going to be like, you're at your ceiling. We're not letting you anywhere above that. Why? Because black people came out and said, this nigga's trash. When not Olivia Dope, she has every right to say what she said. But, you know, maybe Maul and Rory could have handled their business behind the scenes and just be like, eh, whatever. Maybe. But, you know, everyone has their just cause. But what I'm saying is, overall, when I say the ops, the other people.
It's such a hard situation, though.
It is. Nobody's saying it's easy, but like if we're not in the positions of power where our opinion is what dictates things, then maybe sometimes we have to be like, I'm going to look the other way because I need you to get to where you need to get so that we can start to acquire some of this power and wealth.
That's how I left with my supervisor. I'd rather just remove myself. We need to have you in that situation.
But you don't, okay. But even like with him, okay. All right.
I hate to like bring it all around Joe Button, but go ahead.
But okay. But Joe Button represents a lot of people. Right. But if you have a person who has a history of doing these type of things, right? And you don't think that if they're not stopped or tapped on the hand some way, somehow, that it's not going to get worse once they really get the bag or once they really get successful?
It is going to get worse. Look at R. Kelly. I mean,
look at a lot of people.
So,
yeah.
Right. So should I just stay silent just because this is a black person?
No, because as I mentioned, certain things aren't on that list of lookaways.
Right.
If there's a pattern, if there's a just... It's not even a pattern at that point. If that's part of their personality, that's who they are, then yes, go ahead and tear that person down because, like, obviously they have issues. But if it's like I said, if this is someone who is, like, the greater, like, they're giving back to the community, they're a good person. They just have some effed up things about them.
But you don't think the whites will find information anyway and try to dog them and not even allow them in those spaces?
Jay-Z is one of the most powerful people on earth, and that nigga has bragged about selling coke.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get him on the way up. If you ain't getting me on the way up, then it don't matter.
Has he had any scan, like outside of him selling cheating? Drugs?
Cheating, okay, doing his business partner dirty.
Dame Dash. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah,
what's the name of the podcast that we're on right now?
The one that what?
What's the name of this podcast?
This one is Complicated Simplicity.
Yeah. It's a good fitting word for today. Yes. This is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I have to dig deeper and I'm not doing it right now. Mm-hmm. But I have to think about what's the difference then between Jay-Z then and somebody else who's, because like you said, he's done similar. He has, I guess, little hiccups, scandals.
No,
why did
because he... they didn't catch him on the way up. Mm-hmm. Like, there's stuff you can look back on now and be like, this nigga Jay-Z was nuts. There's literally a video that you can go on YouTube. He might have got it, like, taken down now because he got all that money. But that nigga literally slapped a woman in the face.
Oh, wow.
Domestic abuse on camera. Still out here doing whatever he wanted to do.
But then
you didn't
catch
back in 98.
Different.
It don't matter what you preach if your actions are doing different.
I think that's what he'd get with, like, playing the game.
You got to play the game.
But that's what I'm saying, because he removed himself from everybody. Didn't he start becoming more corporate?
He became corporate after he was a millionaire and after he was in position to make that move. Mm-hmm. If he would have tried to do all that when he in 96, no, that wouldn't have happened. They was looking at him like, nah, that's the nigga. That's just independent rapping. They wasn't inviting him into no business meetings, but... you know, after you done sold all these albums, you got a successful record label, clothing line.
He started moving different.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, let him into a meeting or two. Then he started, you know, janking his partners out of stuff. It is what it is.
A lot of scandals you can pay yourself out of. Like, a lot of scandals. Even though he's white, but still, like, that Harvey Weinstein shit was wild.
Oh, he didn't pay his way out of that, though.
He didn't pay his way out of it, but he got away with it long enough for a long time. The money and the power and the privilege. So,
and the whiteness.
And the other thing, and the privilege. Yeah.
All right. Let him know.
But then again, too, I heard Oprah's awful. I heard she's awful.
Ain't nobody trying to get rid of her.
Nope. She got, you didn't catch me on the way up.
But
you didn't
catch her on the way up. Though?
It don't. They only love her because they didn't catch her on the way up. If all that stuff would have came out while she was ascending, you would not know Oprah.
I don't know.
You would know Oprah for negative things and not for you get a car, you get a car.
She's been backed by the whites all these years. I just feel like she's got it in the bag.
The whites. I'm going to call this episode The Whites, but I'm going to spell it D-W-I-G-T-S. The whites. All right, so this is for Thang and Ty and City Girl Lynn. No, what do you really want to be called? Just Arlene?
Lynn. You can call me City Girl Lynn. It's okay.
Okay, great. So I was going to get into this last week, but then like we got caught up in a whole bunch of other stuff, but we're going to get into it this week. So I want to know, in y'all opinion, do you think that women are projecting their own insecurities on men as it pertains to things like getting work done on their bodies?
I can only speak for me.
Okay, yeah. I will not ask you to speak for, well, yeah, don't I am going to ask you to speak for women.
Speak
for yourself.
So, for me, I don't think I project my insecurities onto, you said men?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Okay. Because it's the reason why you're asking this, right? Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
No.
Well, no, I don't think I like project my insecurities because.
All right, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like whatever you do to, whether it be your hair, you know, anything related to like how you dress, anything like that, makeup, is any of it for men to attract men?
No.
None of it. Zero. No. Okay. Ty, same question to you. Do you feel like women or your maybe personal insecurities, do you project them onto men sometimes?
Kind of an example, like, what do you mean project them onto men? Be like those who...
That's
like
what I was trying to get him to do. Like, so,
you the reason why I want my body done.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, first off, do you have any desire to like do anything to your body? Like present day? Okay. So then like you can't really... But... Yes, I am asking like similar to that.
I felt like that, but I feel like that was because I had my own personal insecurities. So then, maybe I was projecting it onto men then because I'm thinking like, oh, like if I had maybe a bigger butt or something, you would like me more. Men would like me more. This is what you would like in a woman.
Right.
So, yes, yeah. Maybe I have done that then before.
So the reason I asked that is because like that's been like a theme, like cause not for oh and shout out to Plies, cause well, Plies been on man. He been on a rant like lately, like yeah, he been on. Snapping on women about getting their bodies done. Him and Boosie, like dang, like them niggas need to slow down. It's the little rappers from the south, but yeah. So getting your body done is now just like normal.
It's very normal. I was just saying it that is, the other day, like it's so normal.
Like I'm more girls is getting their bodies done than. Girls getting braces.
That's real.
This is facts. You don't ever see a girl with braces, but you know magic for BBLs. That's
so I have always wanted braces too. Everybody in my family got jacked up teeth.
Y'all niggas' teeth is straight.
People say that all the time, and I'm like, no, like
I wish.
But I feel like it would be too much because I already wear glasses.
So. I think that's cute. I think that's supposed to be like the
straight
cuteness.
Nerd.
That's cute.
Nerd star tenders. Okay, so yeah, but like literally, like it's just so normal now that it's like not even a thing, and men are now starting to be like, "Yo, like y'all slow down, like it's like y'all ain't got to get everything done." Mm-hmm. And women are like pushing back, like, nigga, mind your business, blah, 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 blah. Like, and then a common thing that I hear from women is, well, that's all y'all like on Instagram anyway.
Honestly, I feel like that's an excuse. That's just like an excuse for women that want their bodies done or want, like, you know, I have nothing against plastic surgery or whatever. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. It's just your body. Have at it. But just if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. Just bottom line.
Just own it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, don't make excuses. Like, that's not, there's a lot of men that love and praise natural bodies. So don't try to put that narrative or spotlight on men that, oh, well, that's all they, well, that's all they see.
Chris is loving a validation right now.
That's here. All they see.
Yeah.
If you see if you open Instagram and you scroll,
if women three scrolls, the narrative, it would be,
you're
going to
see
different.
A big old butt with a pinky size waist. And sometimes it looks good. Sometimes
95% of the times it looks absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Ain't going to get into percentages, but
it be looking absolutely ridiculous.
And honestly, and it's now it's becoming like, well, I can speak for me. It's becoming to a point where it's just like, now it's becoming like the norm to look at. So now you're looking at yourself like, damn, I'm wide as all outside. When honestly, you just have a natural body, girl. Like, you know, so it's just, I was saying that since the came in. But no, it's just like, all you see is 24, 16, 38. Like, you know, like that.
Who's racing 16?
Tamisha,
LaRonda.
But like, you know, and it's just like, that's all you see. So now it's just like, oh, I'm why? When honestly, you just natural.
And that's what I'm getting at. I feel like women are creating their own insecurities because y'all are going on Instagram and seeing these girls and being like, oh, look at that. Now look at me. And I'm just like, yeah, look at that, but keep scrolling. Mm. Yo, I seen some wild stuff the other day. It might have been yesterday. It was like, what's one of the Jenners? What's the popular one?
Kylie.
Yes. Is Kylie your body goes for the summer or something like that, whatever. And I'm just like, no. Like, women, like, mad girls under there like, yes, girl. But I'm just like, y'all are not in her tax bracket. That's not even her body. Why would she be body goals and that's not her body? Like, how is somebody not who paid body. For their body and being goals? And it's airbrushed and edited. Like, no, sis. Like, you doing this to yourself. And then, like, you getting mad at men because we like, nah, we want you to be natural. Don't worry about what I'm doing with my body. Blah, blah, blah. Like, whoa. Like, well, so now we feeling crazy. Not even because we're saying we want, like, what we want you to do. Just generally speaking, like, nah, natural bodies is, like, that's the
move. It's still a thing. Like, it's still, yeah. Like, normal.
And it's like it's nah, still... they be snapping, and they be mad. And then, so, a lot of girls be like, oh, well, that's all y'all liking and commenting on Instagram. And I went and, like, to, like, the popular girls' pages. Like, and I really, like, went and looked, like, through the comments to see, like, if it's a bunch of niggas just, like, and they're thirsty.
Who's the popular girls?
Who said that?
I'll give you my search on Instagram. I'll show you my phone. But, like, yeah, I mean, I just went through some of the, you know, the girls that everybody, like, claim that dudes be all into. And it's mainly girls in the comments with the hard eyes and liking it and gassing them up. That's it's true. Not that
but
many
that
guys.
That don't necessarily have to be because of the body, though. It could be because of her what outfit, is it about? Her wig, laid,
nah.
Baby hairs, laid, fried,
nah.
Dyed.
I even seen one of my friends, and I was kind of disappointed in her.
Oh, damn.
Because, and it wasn't even about, like, the fact of, like it was because she got her body done. Like, she made a comment about Ari Lennox. Because Ari Lennox she posted a very pretty picture today, but she was like, I just been like enjoying seeing her glow up. And I'm like, Ari Lennox has been beautiful since she came out. I don't very even feel so. Like the now her is the glow up.
Well,
like,
now because
I think
it's she's a gym her.
I feel like it's a glamorized version of her, but I don't consider that her glow.
But I think she's been really on like her health tone, she's cutting out sugars. Like,
yeah, but it's funny because I was just at a different type of glow with us last night, and she was just like, I want her to go back to like basically her wearing her natural hair. Like she's wearing wigs.
Yeah, she's wearing wigs.
Oh, she's wearing wigs.
Oh, you didn't see?
Oh, yeah. No, maybe and I haven't like, seen it. Then.
Like it was this one picture she actually posted. I think it was yesterday. She had like this orange lip. Yeah. And that was honestly, the quick glance, I thought it was JT.
I'm about to say that looks just like her.
Right.
Yeah. Really?
Right. That they oh yeah, like look at that picture. Like that's not the glow up to me.
And it's just like I don't know if they're trying to, you know, alter her image to be like more, I don't know, because I feel
every
like she's pretty much mainstream.
Be like a city girl.
Yeah.
And one of my friends said that and it came out of nowhere and I really felt like that. They was like, "Yo, it's to the point now where all girls look the same."
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the individuality.
Who said that?
I don't even remember. It was in one of my group chats.
Oh,
I got like
man.
Three of them. Okay. The guys. Yeah.
And but it's yeah. one thing to be able to switch it up and like, you know, like if you want to be natural, if you want to wear your units, if you want to just press your hair out every 2 weeks, that's cool.
Yeah, I like
it's
this.
Just like,
right.
Yeah, like I like her.
Bring back
how
that,
I met her.
Bring back that fro. Yeah, I don't need all that. And not for nothing. I feel bad kind of because like I'm not supposed to, you know, as a man, be like, oh, you should wear your hair like this. But the natural thing is people have preferences. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. And like, I don't think you should be shamed for your preference as long as you're not, you know, pushing your preference. Like I can have it. I just don't need to be under her pictures being like, no, you need to go
take
back to such
wig
and such.
Off,
yeah, take that, my natural sister. Take off that makeup. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm going to chill on all that. But in my head, I'm like, you ain't need to do all that.
But that's
you
how a lot of men like are. Like, even if, like, if, because I'm trying to generalize it. But
go ahead. Go ahead and talk about yourself.
My dude. Like.
Talk about. Hey, my dude. What's good, man?
My man. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. Like, he be like, you don't need all that. Like, he likes me natural. Mm-hmm. Who's doing it? Mm-hmm. I don't want to wear my hair out because it's a lot to maintain it. Like, if I press my hair out,
mm-hmm.
don't let him touch me. It's going to be a fro.
Right.
By the end of the day. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, I wear my weaves or my wigs or whatever the case may be because it's easier to maintain or whatever. Okay. But if my man is reassuring me, like, you don't need that. You don't, like, you're fine. You're beautiful. Da, da, da. Like, your skin is butter. You know? you know? So
let me ask you this, though. I'm sorry, because Tiana, what was you going
to
say?
I was about to say something.
No, go ahead. Do that.
I think that's when, like, I really started appreciating myself more when, like, the first time I had one of my exes tell me, like, you don't need to, like, wear makeup. Like, you don't need to do any of that. And, like, I actually listened.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, shit. Like, I remember what I look like, who mm-hmm. I am. Like, I feel confident now not having to go make sure I have to go have a beat face. Because that was another thing. I was deep in where, like, I'm not coming outside unless my face is beat up.
Really?
And, yeah, like, it was bad. Like, to the point that, like, I did not like myself seeing myself without makeup. Like, it was, like, a whole different
person.
I've
been through that. I had my moments.
So, yeah.
It's like, ooh, girl, go cover that up.
Yeah.
But then there's other times you're just like, you know. Just
right. Listen. Find, like,
it's
a balance.
It's fine. I pull out the house. I put my wig. Put my wig right on. Put that thing right back on. Put that thing right on. Don't glue it. Don't like spray it down. Nothing. And just, you know, go with the flow. And that's when niggas try to holler the most. And it's just like, do you have no respect for me? At least
that's like, the craziest. Cause I be looking crazy and getting chased down the block. And
like, first
like,
of all,
sir,
me in a panty. Like,
sir,
you don't even know what I look like under my mask. Then I got shades on. Like, so I know you lying. I know you lying.
But they want all of it. All of it.
And that's
why you smiling?
I love it. I'm like, Aaron, go ahead.
But yeah.
So, what I was going to ask was like, so, which voice rings louder though?
Now?
Because
turn me down that part.
I had enough and I'm going to let that drone bleed. but not like,
as far as.
Because like you have, like you say, you have what your man is telling you, like, oh, you're beautiful. I love you and you're natural. And then you have Instagram and your girlfriends and all them being like, oh, girl, when that hair, that closure, you know what I'm saying? That seems like, oh, okay, girl, your face beat. What did y'all say? Beat to the guys. Like, all that. You know what I mean? Like which voice rings louder, mine, though? Yours. Okay.
Mine.
My man's.
My man is going against the grain because he wants me to wear my hair natural. Or it's just like my friend, like, even if, like, I had moments where it's just like, girl, I need to lose, like, 20 pounds. And they be like, you're going to look like a straight crackhead. And I'm like, and it's just like, my friends will tell me like, oh, you look fine, there's nothing wrong with you, da da da. But for me, it's just like, well, I'm 20 pounds heavier.
Above where you want to be.
And you feel that too. You feel that. Remember when everybody looked like crackheads coming out of high school?
Like, when you, yeah. Shout out to having gym every day.
Everybody. And
they had the nerve to think that they were like, right. I need to lose weight.
Crackhead vibes.
I'll be looking at all my old, like, Snapchats, and I'll be like, yo, that's not even healthy. Like,
yeah, not cute at all. Mm-hmm. But then the, like, I'm fat.
Cheese steak or something. Hot wings.
Shout out to the hot wings.
Fried chicken, collard greens, cabbage. Sorry. Chris didn't feed me today. Sorry.
You didn't stop?
I did. But, you know, I expected some Big Mac.
Wow. Did you? You expected all that? That's crazy.
Big Mac. I thought we discussed this somewhere along the line.
And what were you supposed to make?
My appearance.
Yo!
I like that.
Nah, she ain't getting no shot for that. She's like, where the boo button? Oh, you're like, I can't find it.
I like that.
Whatever. Anyway, shut up. All right. So, all I'm going to say is, it sounds like the answer was yes. Y'all be projecting on the men. Men, no. Just be solid. I'm playing.
Yeah. Okay. I will say, I want to be careful because this is in a space that I think we hold mm-hmm. privilege in this. But I think me being outside of the whole tango, like, that straight men and straight women kind of experience it, like, I have a lot of time to sit back and observe. Mm-hmm. So even though that doesn't say that I'm accurate, this is just what I've noticed. And I wonder, like, what you guys think. I think that it's a bi-directional relationship. So I don't think it's
bi-directional.
So I don't think that it's like women projecting just on men. I think men are also doing it indirectly to women. So this is my assumption. Like, for example, like, and we live in Black culture, mm-hmm. Black people. So mm-hmm. for a while in the music videos, it was only the light skinned girls.
Sure was.
That looked a certain kind of way. And mm-hmm. that was what they were idolizing and pushing up and showing off and everything. Like, Chris That's Brown true. Has been, like, slammed a bunch of times because he thinks
as he donkeys. Should be.
Oh, of course he should. He should be slammed. But he's also a part of, like, for this is just an example of one person and mm-hmm. one process in this entire universe of bullshit. But he like I said, like, no darkies in his selection, for example, a section or something like that. Multiple times, like, mm-hmm. people are saying that he said that. And I think men at times can influence. Now, I think the challenge, because I know Chris was liking being validated, but Chris, you're not a part of, not every man thinks the way that you do. I think there are some men that idolize that. There's some shitty ass men that do it, but there are some men that kind of idolize that. So the tango between the superficial men and the superficial women are going up here, mm-hmm. and then the tango between the non-superficial men and non-superficial women is going down to here, but we're watching each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say?
Because isn't that, like, equivalent to the woman who is like, about the man, like, needing to pay for everything, needing to have it all. Like,
that's what I said. It's a bi-directional relationship. Yeah. Like,
that's a good equivalence. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Both parties influence each other. And while Chris can, you know, you advocate, like, you know, thank you. Like, I don't think that way. My friends don't think that way. And I said, that's great. That's two men that we know about that, maybe 5, 10, whatever. But there still are, I'm pretty sure we can match another man, because who the fuck are, like, I remember when Instagram used to tell, and I used to find something. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, her boyfriend liked this picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yo, Instagram used to be a snitch.
It used to be a snitch.
Instagram is sneaky as hell.
And I'm saying, like,
y'all can't see that?
Who people like?
Not as much as it used to be back in the day.
On like actual posts, but, like, you could see, like, their activity.
Yeah, like, there used to be an activity page.
Oh, the activity page. Yeah. I remember that page.
That drone was wild.
Instagram is a scary place now. You know, you can put your messages in vanish mode. That's some sneaky ass shit.
So, what I was thinking was.
So what? It takes the whole message away?
Like, so basically,
the whole conversation.
It's like Snapchat. It's like, if you message somebody and you put it in vanish mode and they open it and see it, say you exit out of it, that whole message is gone. It's sneaky thing.
Real shit. So, but, and then also, like, you guys were saying, yeah, like, what? Oh, I don't see, like, Chris, you were saying, like, I don't see none of the niggas in the comments. I said, yeah, because niggas are getting a little bit smarter. let's open that DM and kind of compare.
Ain't nobody DMing no chick with 1.4 million followers,
though. You don't know that?
No, we are, no, yes, we do. I do know that. That's part of us getting smarter. We have evolved. Mm. You know what, fam? I'm not even dealing with that right now. Like, nobody's trying to get the girl with the 1.4 million followers.
Maybe not, but shit, they're going after the girl with 3,000 followers.
Absolutely, all day. She ain't nobody.
Oh. To
the status quo.
To the tribe. No. She the one.
Mm. All right, but
to Lindewald.
But listen, but you can get found. All right. Let me ask you a question, Tony.
What's up?
Do you play the lottery?
I actually do.
How often?
I want to start.
Like, I won't take it 5 times.
Wait, Jesus Christ. 31. Never mind. Move on. Okay.
Oh.
No, but
do you play the lottery?
I don't.
Okay.
Because the odds are ridiculous.
No. Oh.
Sometimes.
The odds are, if it gets high enough, right? And then it's like, oh, let me take a shot in the dark. But the reason I'm asking is because if my chances are 1 in 1.5 million, it's no point. But if my chances is 1 in 3,000, yeah, I'm going to play.
Yeah, but for example, your ratio can make you feel like an unlucky nigga with that kind of shit. Like, I don't got the really chance for that, but niggas be feeling lucky than a motherfucker and still play that lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Still get in there. Hey, fine, sweet cheeks.
What's you not even
got no business in the DMs. Mm. Be the hypest.
Oh, I seen this meme. It said, like, a DM full of people that wouldn't know what to do with me.
Yes.
And that's true.
I've seen women's DMs a lot of times, but
they don't
want
nothing. Never mind.
But I'm saying, I think there are different calibers of men and women, and they idolize certain things. Working in makeup too, you see some of the girls that come in and the kind of niggas that they want them to look like that. What I've observed,
there's been the men want the women to look like.
There has been, I don't know how many times I can count. I think I told you guys about the story. There's been times where, like, she was fucking beautiful. Like, one girl, for example, beautiful as hell. I'm like, damn, this girl is beautiful. And she came and sit down, and this nigga said, make her look like the rest of y'all doing here.
Oh, wow.
And I'm over here, but, like, they were joking, but he was dead ass. But he wasn't, like, but he was like, ha, but, like, seriously, make her, because we're going out tonight. Make her look like y'all. She had her hair done. Said, okay, babe. Gucci bag, all the other shit. I'm like, oh, pretty, but inside is a little fucked up in that mindset. Uh-huh. And this nigga fine, but inside you y'all both a little fucked up because y'all living up to these kind of aspirations and stuff like that. So I do think women do put pressure on women to do that, and I do think men do indirectly, but not the caliber of men that y'all are aiming for. It sounds like. Mm-hmm. Like,
I have a question or like something to think about.
Uh-huh.
Do y'all think? I don't know, but
come on.
So with the whole surgery thing, right? Uh-huh. Do y'all feel like now that it's so normalized and it's very normal and just like it's just like, you know how it's just public information now.
Right.
So it's just like, do you feel like other women look down on the women who don't get surgery or don't have that like aesthetic of like.
I've seen it.
That surgery, that, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like now people are equating surgery to, oh, I got money.
I'm about to say some kind of social status.
Yeah, and it's just like, you put your body on a layaway plan, so relax.
Mm.
They can do that.
They can.
I found you.
Yeah, I've heard. And you can put.
Tyler, like, I love layaway.
No, you can get.
I love layaway.
Yeah. You can make payments.
You know how you do, like, you can get a credit line for, like, whatever, like, a credit line for, like, a few thousand and everything on your credit card? You can use that for, like, you can open a credit line for a body.
Care credit.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. And I saw the cosmetic surgery was on there.
Really?
I'll be damned if I already got like my nose done or something like that and I'm paying that shit off for the next 10 years. You must be out of your fucking
mind.
Yeah,
like, no.
But I wonder, do you guys think
it's becoming, because that's now the argument. These like, oh, birds. If you can't, like, if it's like women, like, why are you getting your body done? Just go to the gym or whatever the case may be. Now, some people don't want to go to the gym. I'm the type of person, I want to drop my body off at the gym.
So, did you see Jewel's wife or girlfriend?
Kimbella.
Fam, she got abs done cosmetically.
Yeah, the shit is getting out of hand.
Like, it's to the point now where it's just like, ladies, what's going to be real? Like, what can we just expect to be like, when I meet you, this one thing is just going to be regular. It's going to be how God made it. Because at this point, I feel like everything has been adjusted. And I'm not saying that to be slanderous or mean or anything, but like, we're down to abs now. Like, there's hair, cheekbones, nose,
I saw eyebrows, eyelashes. Done.
Changing their forehead. Wow, they changing their forehead.
Smaller.
Changing their eye color. Like, it's.
All right, I ain't gonna lie. If they come out with like a kinkle surgery, I might get it. Because I'm real bottom heavy, like down to the ankle.
I'm not against.
Like, I think we had the conversation. Like, I was at work. I was like a home health aide or whatever. And like, we sitting on the couch, it's me and my coworker. And she linked up. I'm just sitting there chilling. And she linked up like, is your leg swollen? I was like, bitch, no.
You know what you said?
I don't have cankles.
Remember that girl for Johnson thing? She would turn around like,
bitch. Home?
She's just like, damn. Bitch.
Double homicide.
Double homicide. Jeez. So I'm like, we still laugh at that like to this day. And I was just like.
Dang, your jaw is swollen.
Yeah, I just have cankles. Like, I'm just.
I mean, we all, like, I think social media, you women get it the fucking worst. But social media projects this idea of perfection that these fucking niggas and bitches don't even fucking got. They don't even got it. But it's really hard to, I mean, there's been multiple studies that say like that increases depression, reduces self-esteem, all that kind of stuff.
I feel like,
go ahead.
Once you start, it's a couple people that I know near and far.
Who?
That like, once you get it, you really can't stop.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So like, if you go, now it's like, it's whatever, like, oh, this is not how I want it. Now I want to go back. Or like, now I want to get this done and this done. And now you're just like,
so are we,
now that that's the option?
I have a question. Are we, because it sounds like we're reverting back to one of the questions that we had earlier on the show, and you can even, you know, are we against plastic surgery?
I'm not against it.
Listen,
if it works for you and that's what you like and that's what you want, by all means. You know what I'm saying? If I have another baby and I breastfeed, I'm probably going to get my boobs done.
You have a baby?
Yes. He's grown.
I was about to say, she has a grown man in the
he's
house.
Seven.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like he was driving
a
car.
He's handsome. He is. He's a really handsome guy.
That's a grown man.
Yeah, he's grown. He's mad swaggy. Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it.
Because
I mind my business.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm not here for it, though. Yeah. I'm not, because I just feel like most of the times people are masking things that even with the new body or whatever, it's not going to change whatever is internally bothering them.
Right. It doesn't matter. You can, somewhere too.
It doesn't matter what like you change. It's a whatever, quick cover-up. Yeah,
you could change whatever, but your heart and whatever you got going on inside, your soul and everything.
Not, well, most
for me,
people's are corrupt. We're not talking. Well,
yeah.
A lot of those people are superficial. So I've met plenty of them fucking girls that come in, and that's what they value. This is the same girls that be like, oh, you don't got a Birkin? Oh, you don't got a Versace? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. You don't got this, that, and the third? I'm like, bitch, no. But that make you less of a person because that's what they value. Again, going to that superficial.
Yeah.
Men are like that, too. But that's not in the same kind of
way. You didn't have to bring us back. We were over chilling. You feel like, dang.
Look,
you
took the headset off and everything. Like, look at this.
No. So, no.
Being normal.
Being normal. So, yes, I'm also not against plastic surgery either. But, like you were saying, it's starting to become more so like a status thing. Yeah. And it's almost being made to like put other women down or make them feel less of themselves if they don't go do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's corny, because with a whole lot of women out here making fitness pages after they go get plastic surgery, it's like, don't do that. Because I know girls that go to the gym 3-4 times a week and just genetics don't allow their body to, you know, look like the way you got yours carved up.
Me.
You know, you know what I'm saying? So let's just, I'm not talking about you. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't want my friend feeling bad because, you know, genetics don't allow her to have the whatever you said, 36, 24, 36, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not the way her body's gonna come out. Right. But it's gonna come out nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's doing the right thing. So, like, I'm just against it. Because it's starting to become like, I'm about to slander iPhone users. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas be like, you got green bubbles. That's how chicks with plastic surgery is looking at natural chicks. Like,
damn. You ain't got a big bubble.
Yeah, like, wait. you got your natural bubble still? Right. Yikes.
You still got your flat butt. You know what I'm saying?
Like, wow. 2009. The poverty. the poverty. Wow.
That's funny. Now that you put it that way.
You go 50-50.
Right.
The poverty.
Oh my God. How dare you? I'm so glad we're not having that conversation.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
I hate that conversation.
But we do have another conversation that we can get to. And that's the balancing act. Ty, you want to take the lead on this one?
Yes. This is about to be my therapy session. Hit me with the not the gunshots.
No.
Thank you. And welcome to Tyana's segment. All right. So y'all, I've been like, well, yesterday Tony called me, right?
Happy as shit, too.
Happy, nice, asking me how I'm doing. And he's like, just come to the window, Ty. I just want to show you some love and light. And I'm like, no. This is my blender in the background. I'm like, I can't. I can't come to the window right now. Like, I'm making CMOS. I got to go to the post office. I can't come. But I was, like, so frustrated because... basically, like, how do you guys find balance in your life with being you, mm-hmm. work, mm-hmm. your friends, mm-hmm. being a girlfriend or a boyfriend,
sure.
being possibly a parent, mm-hmm. wearing all these different hats, and possibly having, like, some going through it with mental health?
Mm-hmm.
How do you just balance life, period? Because I be overwhelmed like a motherfucker. Every day, I'll be fighting for my life. I feel like just to get.
I wish I still had that sound effect. I'm fighting for my life.
You had that?
Do you know?
How yeah, last season.
Oh,
I guess not. I don't know.
It's hard. You have to like literally just take it one day at a time. As cliche as it sounds, you really have to just take it one day at a time. It's mm-hmm. gonna be times where if you're doing all this momming and
I heard that shit too.
Girlfriending and or wifing or working, and you're doing all these day to day things, mm-hmm. and you just not 100% yourself. Something's gonna have to give. So it's either I'm not cooking today. Mm-hmm. These kids gonna do whatever the fuck they wanna do, and it's up. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna lay in bed. After I get off work, I don't wanna do nothing. We gonna order these wings and we just gonna take it down. Like, you just have to figure it out. If your thing is maintaining you.
My thing is running.
Okay, so run.
No.
No, she runs too much.
Oh, she's a runner. She's a track star.
Yeah, that. Like, I don't wanna, I'm shutting everything off.
I'm gonna take a nap.
Down.
One thing about me,
that's unhealthy. Because it's like, I can't just be like, all right, today I don't feel like wearing any of my hats. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't do that. Or
you just.
So she just wear them all.
I just go crazy. I just burn myself out. I just like work myself up and to the point where like I'm just.
Try to do like a to-do list of what we need to do and then just try to do one thing at a time. I'm a very like, mm-hmm. I have to write majority of everything down, mm-hmm. like bills to my to-do list to like my work. I have a work to-do list for my day-to-day at work. I have a home to-do list, but that's mainly like mentally like, oh, I gotta do this to it. If I have my Saturday, I'm running errands and stuff like that. It's a list. Like, even if it's like, go to Bath and Body Works. Like, that's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, you just have to like learn how to kind of, or like make it one of your priorities to kind of like compartmentalize everything and just to take it one day at a time. If you know that you get overwhelmed, I was just talking to my cousin about this. And if you just know that you get overwhelmed with a lot, tackle things little by little, mm-hmm. so that you may feel that you're getting a lot done. And you are, because you're tackling everything little by little. And then two, it's just like, I'm not ripping my braids out. Or like, listen, my lashes, everybody go on now. So it's just like, you know, you just have to like take it one day at a time. It's times where I feel very overwhelmed. I give up. Like, I'm going to start over the next day. Mm-hmm. So if today is not going how I want it or how I planned or whatever, or something happens, or I'm just not feeling it, I will, it's cool. We're going to start again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So.
Mine is just like, I learned the power of no. Ooh. You're one person. Like, when you start to prioritize, like, obviously prioritizing the different hats and your responsibilities is one thing, but priority number one should be yourself. And that's something that I had to learn over time, because I'm a notorious people pleaser. Mm. Like, that's my thing. Like, I'm always trying to like be there for somebody else, mm-hmm. even if it's at the, you know, sacrifice of myself. You know what I'm saying?
Like, our friend Renita, she needed, like, she was always there for her. All the time. And she's never there for you.
Mm. Ever. Right. It was really bad. Even though you
knew. Renita Bennett.
Oh. Dang. Just throw the name out there then. Throw the name. It don't matter. Whole last name. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Better. Like, I literally would just like bend over backwards. And not even just for people, for responsibilities or involvement in something. Like, if somebody needed me to do such and such. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just always trying to do those different things, as well as make sure you're doing your job well so that you have steady employment. Mm-hmm. Making sure that, you know, you're checking on this person. If you're in a relationship, making sure that you're being a good boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, all those things are, like, it's taxing. So, what I've learned how to do is, like, if I feel like it's not going to be something that I can fully dedicate myself to, I say no. And it's not personal. And I think once you get comfortable enough, people will understand that it's not personal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, I recently, I hope I'm not jumping the gun, but I got asked to be part of another nonprofit. To be like on the board or whatever. And it's like in very preliminary stages, and I haven't given like an answer one way or the other, but it sounds great. It's definitely something I want to be involved in, no doubt about it. But am I going to overextend myself with me already being involved in one and like having more responsibility that I've gained in that one over the past couple months? So I'm like, you know, I told him, I was like, well, once you have more information and you can like lay down like the vision statement and all that kind of stuff, that's when I can give you my answer. Because although it sounds great and that's absolutely something I want to be involved in, I don't know if that's going to cause me to have burnout. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like, I know myself more, and I know that I don't want to be in a position where I'm putting myself in bad situations and it's causing me to make tougher decisions than what's necessary. Because at the end of the day, it's having a job, bills, responsibilities, family, and a relationship, that's enough. That literally can be it, like, for any grown person. So once you start to add on, I have a child, I have a pet, I have my own business, I have a second job, I have, you know, all these, some of these things are like going wrong. Like, the relationship ain't the greatest at this time. The friendships that I'm having are like suffering because I don't have time for them and they're feeling neglected and all that kind of.
That's
like
the hardest part, trying to be there for yourself and having to try to be there for other people. That's mm-hmm. so hard. Cause I can barely show up for myself for days. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to show up for you too. And then not have, but I care about you, but then not have that person get offended.
Have you expressed that to him?
Yeah. It's not just like relationship. It's friendships.
Yeah, I'm talking about friendships. Yeah.
But your friends have to also know you too. Mm-hmm. I know my friends. And I know what I can and what I can't. What I can and what I can't. When I can and when I can't. You know? And then like, if say you're going through something. You had a hard day at work or whatever. And you want to vent to your friend. Sometimes you have to ask, even if you just hear it in their voice, like, hello. Mm-hmm. They're not in the mental capacity to even take on what you're trying to, you know. So sometimes you have to ask, like, never mind, it's not the right time. What's going on with you? Why you sound like that? What's going on? Talk to me. What's that? Why you sound like that? And, you know, and then sometimes you can kind of like, you could be like a tag, like, all right, you go first. That's what happened. No, he didn't. Okay, well, let me tell you about this little tramp at work, because she tried it. So it could be, you know what I'm saying? You just have to know your friends.
That's why she got the alcohol thrown on her face.
So it's just like, you know, like you have to like know your friends and like know, you know, and then you, like what Chris was saying, like you have to know yourself too. If you know that if you put 10 things on the list today and you know you're not getting to all 10, don't put 10 on the list. Put 5, put 3.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just you have to know yourself too and know like, listen, today's already a hard day. I'm just, if I can just get to the post office, it will be a great day. Mm-hmm. Small victories.
Right. Right. And that's why, like, for a lot of things, I don't even fight with people no more when it comes to, like, certain things. Like, mm-hmm. when we have to, like, you know, have times where we have to cancel the episodes. Mm-hmm. I don't be, like, in the like, yo, come on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? Life happens.
Yeah.
People have other things. I know that this, just because, all right, so say this is on my priority list, number 4.
Yeah.
In your life, this might be priority number 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't expect, and I may ask for some middle ground on it, you know what I'm saying, as just a commitment to being part of it, but overall, I can't expect for you to put into this what I'm putting into it when it's something that I wanted to do. Like, yes, if you make a commitment to it, it should be something you commit to. But it shouldn't be something where I'm looking at it like, no, nah, listen, you got to, I know you got this going on, but like, come on now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it's knowing yourself, knowing your friends, like you said, and ultimately just making sound decisions. Mm-hmm. But around all of that, knowing how to communicate what your needs are. And once you communicate what your needs are, it's easy to work around something when you know what someone needs. Mm-hmm. When you don't know, that's when it's not even just like from the relationship aspect or friendship aspect. Being honest with yourself about what you need is important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just listen, I need this amount of hours of sleep a day to be able to function normal. If you're not allowing yourself that time to even rest,
right,
how do you expect to be productive throughout the day? Mm-hmm. And Ty and I will say this, because this is like, because this is going to sound like I'm being passive aggressive and mentioning you. Caffeine can't be the answer all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people will start to use. So now you're dealing with something that's going to make you crash.
Mm.
So now you're fighting your crash by still trying to work through it.
Baby, that crash is going to happen.
What? It's always going to happen. That's probably, look listeners, that's probably what I went through why I've been out of work for a month. Because eventually your body's going to like, no, nigga, sit down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, if you don't sit down, your body,
what, your body will sit you down. Mm-hmm. Quick. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's my whole thing with the whole balancing thing. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to tell people no. You got to tell yourself
you
no.
You can't feel bad.
Yeah, and you can't. Definitely don't feel bad. Yeah.
Listen, no, with a smile. I love you.
Like, right, I love you.
But no.
But you know what I'm talking to? I was just like, not tonight.
Don't do it.
Not tonight. Don't come by.
Don't do my friend.
Yeah, no. Nah. It is what it is.
What do you want your situation to look like? If you could, like, just curate whatever you want. I mean, you know exactly what you don't want it to look like. So what would you want your... And it seems that to me that you do have a good awareness of what burnout looks like for you, because you know when you need to start getting some help, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So it just, it gets past.
Do you feel like you have too many hats?
Quick. I just get burnt out quick.
So but do you feel like you have, you feel like you need to throw some hats away?
Or like, what would that look like if you could create your own, like,
no, because I'm not complaining about none of these hats. Oh, I know you're not. All the hats. I'm just trying to figure out how I can wear all the, yeah,
without going without crazy. Going
that's
crazy.
What I'm saying. What would that, like, if you could curate, like, you chose these hats and you maintain these hats, mm-hmm. for a reason, because you're extending all this effort into each of these hats that's burning you out. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you want to have the hats around.
if you could organize the hats or some kind of way, what would that probably look like?
I just came up with a dope idea.
Writing them, huh?
I just came up with a dope idea. What? So you should make a calendar, right? Mm-hmm. Put Sunday through Saturday on that job, right? And write down what all your different hats are. And then for each day that the hat has to be worn, put the hat on the day.
That's cute. I like that.
So then, because you're a business owner, so it's going to be Sunday through Saturday for the business. So that's that hat's there regardless. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, there might be some other hats that you're just like, yeah, that's going to be my Wednesday hat.
Yeah.
And I'll just take care of that on Wednesdays. And also, it might help you, like, you know, prioritize. And it, yo, I should make an app called that. I like called that. The hat. Y'all don't steal my job. Hat, hat. Like y'all that. Don't steal and my hat. It will kind of
give you, like, an overview. Like, I have a planner. So I open my planner. I have everything from dates, activities, work, appointments, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And then it gives me an idea of what I got going on. An overview. So if you're looking at it like, okay, it may look crazy. I color coordinate things. So my hair appointments is in pink because, you know, I'm pretty in pink.
Oh, girl.
So my bills is in red because just like,
yeah, because them jobs are urgent. And they don't stop. Shit.
And, you know, the days I have to work at the bar or something, or in, like, you know, just make it cute so you can kind of.
It speaks to me.
Yeah. And it makes sense to you. And it's not going to be overwhelming to look at when you're writing all these things down and when you're, you know.
That's true.
Oh, get that balance.
Tony, you're quiet.
Well, no, I'm listening. Like,
you don't know why? Because Tony know how to tell. He know how to say no.
Yeah, I say no like a motherfucker.
What?
I used to be just like you, Chris. I used to be like a people pleaser, try to say yes to everybody. Whenever everybody always need Arlene. And, oh, can you do this? Da-da-da-da-da. Sure. If I can, I will. If I, you know, now.
Then you bend over backwards.
Yeah, and there's people that, child.
And then when you ask for a hand to get back up, and they'd be like.
That wouldn't even bend forward for me. And I had to learn that like multiple times the hard way. But yeah, now it's just like,
but
no.
You learned it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like I was wondering, like, what would that look like? Because to be realistic, you do have a lot of things that you're managing independently that you can't really avoid. You can't avoid these orders coming in for your business. You can't avoid your full-time job.
I can't avoid life.
You can't avoid your dog, your family. There are things that realistically you can't. I know that, the reason why I asked you why, like, what would that look like? Because that might give you a sense of direction, hopefully, of what you want. We can give you a bunch of things that worked, but they worked for us. Mm-hmm. And they might be useful. Like, she found her own way and that system works for her. And that's amazing. I admire and look at people that can do that because it's so pretty, first of all. Like, they're what's his name? But it just doesn't work for me. But the fact that people can do that, that works for her. Chris found his own way. And I'm saying, like, when you perhaps take some time and be thoughtful about what you want your situation to look like, how you want your business to go, what that looks like, then you have at least a direction. Mm-hmm. I know one thing that also helps too, I'll send it to you. It's called SMART goals. It's corny, but it really does work. And these are ways that you can help manage a bunch of overwhelming, exerting stressors that's going on in your life. So it's an acronym. So S means make sure that all these goals that you're making, make sure that they are specific, measurable. Like, can you measure your progress in them? Are they even attainable? Because sometimes we put these goals down that aren't really reachable. And if they're attainable, are they realistic? Are they achievable? Can you do that? And then that's attainable, but like, you can have stuff that's attainable, but stuff that's not necessarily realistic. And the things that aren't realistic or are realistic, then you can bait whether or not they're T, which is timely. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are attainable. They're not realistic for the next me getting it done in the next week, but maybe in 2 weeks I can break down these goals. That might be a good way to manage, because I'm pretty sure it's hard having your own business that you're the only person to handling it, and they're great products. People want it. You want to keep expanding. I'm pretty sure all of us know how hard it is to have a full-time job and bills to keep up with. We also know how hard it is to make sure that everybody in our family or our life that we care for, that we are there for them the best kind of way. Mm-hmm. And these are hard things to keep up with. And that's just the one that you just disclosed to us. I'm pretty sure there's other shit that you don't have
gym,
to.
Gym, skating.
I'm pretty sure there is. That's what I'm saying. You need to...
That's why you don't go. That's
why. Being able to at least find what those look like. I mean, because you can have your voice, what I think, you develop your voice. And for some people, like you said, like you get pushed to having to voice that voice. Like there's no way that I can keep going on like this. So I have to be assertive. And people that respect you stay around for that assertiveness because they want you to be well. They want you to be okay. The people who don't, that's your data. That's your information. Right. Like they weren't for you. But then again, too, Ty, with all due love and respect, you get burned out pretty often. So obviously you are overwhelmed a lot.
Every day.
And some days will be great. Some days won't. But I think the frequency of how much is happening, that's enough information too. Like I'm getting burned out every week. That's a fucking lot. Mm-hmm. Getting burned out every week. Now, I'm pretty sure all of us in the last 30 days, you got burned out. I got burned out in the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. At least once. Did you get burned out in the last 30 days?
Yeah, I was not feeling nothing.
That's realistic. That's it's going to happen. Now, if that shit's happening like once, twice a week, and you're getting like discouraged and overwhelmed, you're not meeting your deadlines, kids aren't fed, dog is getting older. Her dog is old as shit.
She is not old as shit. She is old.
3 minutes of running and she's done.
Sound like me.
Sasha. Yeah, but seriously. I mean,
when it's like the Betty White of dogs.
Oh, wow.
Don't do Sasha like that.
Still kicking.
I want, yeah, like, what do you guys, I mean, also, like, being able to schedule stuff, but what do we do for meaning? One thing I'm trying to do is meaningful relaxation, not just like, again, I think we had the conversation like before, meaningful self-care. Like, when you do find that time and you do have the time to regenerate, are you using it wisely or are you running to something that's not going to fulfill you and make you feel better?
Right.
And sometimes I love my friends. I love my family. The guys that I have dated, there's been times I'm like, my time is not going to be spent with any of you guys. Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
Love you, but no.
But in order for me to maintain this and keep doing everything else that I'm doing, like I'm classifying myself as an introvert. I need to fucking recharge Tony before I can even deal with y'all. I don't get my energy from niggas. Fuck you, Jarrell. You thought I was gonna let shit pass, you bitch ass nigga.
Yo, yes. Literally, somebody hit me up and literally ran down our personalities on this show, and they brought up the whole Jarrell thing.
Really?
Yo, it was so funny.
Fuck him. I'll tell you about him. Fuck you, bitch ass nigga. You fuck me here, Jarrell. You fucking Jarrell ass nigga.
Jarrell.
Fucking
nigga. Yo, y'all are retarded.
I'm crying.
All right. Well, Ty, I hope you got something out of that. Because she said,
if you didn't, it's okay too.
No. I need to organize. That's something that I've gotten away from because I did journal. I did have a planner. I did write down everything once upon a time.
But you ain't have the hat app. So we about to get this hat app popping. It's going to be fire.
You just got to get back to your basics, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just focus in and zone in, but just don't let it be too heavy where that's becoming another task for you to do too, you know?
Right.
Oh, good point. Explain that a little bit.
So
more.
It's just like, okay, I need to do this and I need to do that. I need to organize myself. Now you're making that another thing for you to do when it's just like, okay, I just need to organize
myself. And it's becoming
myself.
Another stressor.
Just walk with it. You don't got to like figure everything out just right fast real quick. Like, today, right. Just walk with it. Like, all right, I'm gonna today. We're gonna go to Target, get a planner. Target got some really cute planners.
They really do.
I get all my planners from Target.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm just gonna get my planner from Target today, and then you know, do some order. Like, just take it slow. Mm-hmm. Even if like, and it's crazy because I was just saying this to myself. Like, yo, time be flying.
It do.
Like we. I don't know what it is about this age, but time be flying. And it's just like, we think we have all this time and we really don't.
We
look
not.
Up, it's whatever time it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, just pace yourself and not like, just try to relax with it. And don't make you trying to get back on track or trying to get back to the basics, mm-hmm. another task for you. Just make right. it like we're just walking into a different zone or a different mind frame, mm-hmm. and we're going to move forward.
I'm not going to push you, but like how?
What do you mean?
So that's good feedback, and I like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering when I get into that space, if I'm like feeling overwhelmed and I'm hearing what you're saying, I'm like, okay, I'm anxious. Like, how do I bring myself to that kind of mindset?
So for me, I just really like, I can have everything going to shit, right? I just need just to calm down and I need to just take a minute. I have a journal where I write literally everything. If I'm happy, I'm writing it. If I'm sad, I'm writing it. I have to release it. If I'm overwhelmed, if I'm mad, angry, whatever, if that nigga got me fucked up, I'm writing it down. And then once I get that off my chest, now it's just like, all right, what do I have to do? I got to figure this out. So I literally just take it one day at a time. So, and then it's just like, I don't over, like, I literally, how I do it is like, I make little goals for myself. If I have a list of things to do, I'm going to do, today we're just going to do one thing on the list and that's it. To me, that's how I did everything I needed to do today.
Because yeah. I'm saying like when she, what I'm hearing, and help me if I'm wrong with this, like mm-hmm. if you're starting to feel overwhelmed and you got that little thermometer like, oh, I'm hot, mm-hmm. I'm not feeling good right now. You sound like you are doing intentional behaviors in that moment to reduce the interfering mood. Like the anxiety, mm-hmm. like for example, like your anxiety or your anger is there. Mm-hmm. And like, this is going to impede on me getting my goals done, which are very important to me. So I need to figure out a way right now and prioritize a way to bring down my anxiety that works for me.
Right. Disengage from whatever you need to disengage. Mm-hmm. Like just literally pause.
Pause. That's the other pause.
That was the real one.
Is that going to be the name of the episode?
Pause.
No. This episode will be Paul's. Are we doing Dwight's or Paul's?
Who's Dwight?
Paul's Dwight's.
Paul's Dwight's. That's the name. Because we want Paul's Dwight.
Yikes.
But I'm saying, like, you figure out ways to do that. I run to, like, even though Instagram is, like, my toxic place, like, I follow a bunch of funny-ass Instagrams where I know I can go in there and just, like, be laughing, distract me enough to come back, like, why am I anxiety?
But that's your way of pausing, or yeah, that's your way of, disconnecting from, listen, some people, they just like to take naps. Some people, they like to go to the bar real quick, like a change of scenery. It could be whatever it is for you.
To reduce that negative interfering mood.
Yes.
Whatever that is. Okay. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, we have different techniques to do it, which are great. And the main...
But from whatever... basically, it's just like, just to generalize it, it will just have to be a just disconnect. Like, literally, like, unplug that. Like, you're feeling overwhelmed because you're just plugged into all these different hats, all these different
adulting,
things.
Adulting, yeah.
So, unplug.
And come back.
Find something to do that's not going to stress you the fuck out, and then
smoke some weed. Yeah.
No.
I wasn't talking to Tyana.
That's gonna make it worse.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Band-aid. It doesn't really.
Yeah, that's just a band-aid.
Do something productive that you know that's gonna kind of.
Yeah. Oh, that was so beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
I'm
gonna go get my planner tomorrow.
Target.
Yes, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna start writing some things down.
Yeah,
get it. Going skating tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Wednesday? No, Thursday.
Thursday is your skate
Thursday night. Be the skate night. I'm spilling skate tea right now.
Oh, okay. But
yo, the skate. Oh, damn it.
You're not supposed to.
Fuck it. We here now.
Oh, okay.
But drop the names. The skate crew that like I was practicing with, they got skate drama now.
They got skate drama?
Yeah, me and.
Like skate beef or like internal skate drama?
Like internal skate
drama. Oh, who was sleeping with who?
Who rolling with who?
Nobody was sleeping with nobody. It was just like the talking about people. The skate community is toxic.
Is it?
Yeah. Dang.
I thought they was above it all.
Yeah, like free spirited. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. I'm gonna skate past all this. Nope. They be on the grind.
Damn, some shit.
That's wild.
So, yeah.
Everybody got some shit with them.
I was just about to ask you about, like, because they got that new outdoor skating place in Philly. You been there?
I haven't.
That don't look dope.
But yeah, I'm going to go check
it out. I can't skate. But
I heard it's like uneven. So
But the, you're a professional.
The experienced skaters said that it was an issue. Damn. So
you'll be all right.
No, I'm going to get my little Instagram pic off.
Right.
Keep it moving.
Post and leave.
Yep.
And leave. Get that pic, get them likes, and leave. All right. Y'all got anything else that y'all want to get out? Do we have our would you rather?
No, but I do got some interesting, because last time I ended remember I ended with that, what's it called?
That was wild.
What, if you ever feeling down, if you ever feeling down, remember that at least in one couple out there, your name is a sensitive topic. So you're the shit. But I saw someone on Instagram, they was like, spending $10,000 on your body, then flying back to the projects. It's crazy.
I didn't word up.
Real shit, and it's fitting. And they were just like, I can say this, so you.
Yeah, you see me over here like, I'm just smiling.
Nope. And this one I can definitely say. They'd be like, studs, be like, my name is D Money. They'd be like, Destiny, such a dumb.
Yeah, that's for you to say.
I was like, my name is Destiny, such a dumb.
What are you saying?
I'm leaving that alone. All right, well, this is a good episode, guys. Arlene, yeah. City Girl Lynn, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having
for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
And yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just the squad. Oh, I do want to give a shout out. Shout out to my boy Ryan, my cuzzo. He came home from open heart surgery. He on the mend. He doing good now. Oh, so,
my God.
Yeah, shout out to. Dang, y'all didn't know? Y'all don't be listening to the episodes.
What?
I was
the on episodes that were on? Yeah.
No, the one that I did with them.
Oh.
Ah, look at y'all. Niggas! He's like Ish and Ice.
Okay. How's he doing?
He's good. He's home.
Good. Brian's a good person. Good.
Yeah, he's a great person. So I just wanted to give a shout out to him. And I want to say rest in peace,
give
Grandma.
So sorry for your
life. Why y'all gotta make it all? Not the roll that's together.
Grandma.
But yeah.
That is.
Yeah. And I just, this is not the same. Mm-hmm. Not the same. I just lost a really close friend. And James,
same.
Yeah, I lost my really good friend and he passed away, not even 40. So rest in peace, James. Whereas a lot of people were losing.
I think I've seen a post about that.
He was really something very important in Philly.
Wow.
So, yeah, very talented person, very young, but yeah. So.
Rest in peace. Not trying to end it on a sad note, but
no, that's love. Want to
acknowledge
that's
the people, exactly. Acknowledge the people we love, and you know the things that we all going through because we all dealing with life. So you know,
and love people while they're here.
Yeah, love them while they're here.
Love them while they're here.
1,000%
Love them while here. But
don't let them
don't leave. Love. Never mind. I'm not gonna say it.
Jarrell.
No, not him.
Oh. I was about to say, he'll get no play at this time.
I said, don't love Jarrell.
I was about to say, yeah.
Fuck Jarrell.
Nigga. Right. All right,
fuck Jarrell.
Fuck you, nigga.